Hi, welcome to NoffyCast. I'm Nancy Merriman, but my friends call me Noffy, and I'm your host for this official podcast of OurDolls.net. We just decided to say that really loud, so we can ring across the nation. The voices of Noffy, Kirsten, and Teresa.
Hello.
We are back
Hello.
On our NoffyCast episode number 14.
It's about time.
It is.
It's about time.
We didn't do a single podcast all summer.
Oh my.
The last one was in June.
Uh-oh.
It's not summer anymore.
I know.
Woo!
So you two are in your proper school uniforms.
Yes,
I guess
are.
That says
yes.
Something about what time of year it is, huh?
The Definitely.
Seasons are changing, and so are we. Sort of, not really.
Oh, I believe
I
we're being a bit rude.
Much.
Who else is here, Nancy?
I guess. Well, we'll start with me. I'm Noffy.
I'm Teresa.
And I'm Kirsten Larson.
And we have a guest host, as we promised before. Would you like to introduce yourself, Lisa DeBeckham, and say what your name is?
Hello, I'm Lisa DeBeckham.
That's Lisa.
Yes. And you look very nice.
Thank you. It's a new dress.
Yes.
So nice to have you on our
Yes, we'll enjoy
Lisa.
Speaking with you.
Welcome.
We will speak and we will speak and we will talk and we will chat right after the news section with Paul.
Hi, I'm Paul Windmill, and I'm the operator for Pleasantville. I get to take everybody's calls, and I'm going to fill you guys in on what the latest news stories in Pleasantville and on the OurDolls.net website are.
Yo, 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 boom! Hey, everybody, it's Paul. I'm back, and I, like Teresa just pointed out, I'm still wearing the same outfit from the county fair. It's cool. I like it. My, like,
you
bomber
pants or
whatever.
You don't have to mention that to everyone around the world.
No, look. It's my United States Air Force pajama pants. These things are awesome. Anyway, so.
Oh, my gosh. You haven't changed since the fair?
Nope. So,
I have.
Yeah, Nan did. Anyway. So, I've got some latest news. Everybody was talking about before I was allowed in here. Even though I could hear you. It's
you
fall time.
Could?
It is fall. And proper school is starting classes. And now Samantha's moved proper school to a new place.
Yes,
right?
She has.
Well, we were having it at the Parkington's house, right, Teresa? And then
yes, in their garden.
In your garden.
In my garden.
And then it was a little bit chilly. And so in the fall time, it seems as if we should have it inside a building. But there isn't really a building just for proper school, so we decided to use the bank for another purpose.
Yes, the bank. It's a very nice building.
Why
so,
do you say that?
Because I work in it every day.
Oh.
So, Lisa, where do you go now that proper school is in the bank?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Well, except that proper school
it will
takes
only
the
be
place
for a
of
certain
the
amount.
Bank. For a certain morning of a certain
yes,
week.
Yes, so the bank will just be closed for that certain morning of a certain week.
What happens if somebody desperately wants to get money?
It's already closed more than it should be, you know.
Excuse me? I work every day. I work more than anyone else in this town.
Then how come every time I come in to cash a check, you're like, I'm on my lunch break?
Are you making
well,
fun of me?
No, I'm not. Okay.
All
this
right.
This is
all the news section.
Yeah. So, have you actually had a proper school lesson yet?
No, we're just about to do the first one.
Okay.
That's why we are dressed
yes,
as such.
Right. We
see.
Have our skirts all pressed and ready.
Mine's
oh,
not
okay.
pressed.
Mine is.
Anyway, so proper school starting classes. I guess, well, we can give you a better report about what's going on after they actually have a class.
Yeah.
Now, all of the houses are decked out for fall, and, John, General John Wicken, is doing his police chief rounds and
yes.
inspecting everybody, and we'll talk more about what that means because he's coming in later, right?
Yes, we're going to hear from him directly, the source.
Yes.
A lot of commotion.
The chief of police.
It really stirs up the town, these inspections. I don't think we've ever talked about it before. It's kind of a new thing, but it's kind of a big deal. In fact, it's quite a lot of what people are thinking about these fall days.
Especially yeah. Crystal.
Dude, I had to spend like a week in jail and I still haven't done anything. Like, I
haven't
had to do my tour.
Oh dear, you were supposed to return after the county fair, remember?
Yeah, but nobody ever came and got me, so I guess John's just moved on to bigger and better things than...
I'm sure he will get you at some point.
Okay, so anyway, Nan, general store, new shipment, huh?
Yeah, lots of new stuff. I guess we always get our big summer shipment of new little trinkets
really?
From all over, yes.
Wow, and really?
I don't think anybody has been in the store yet, and I was working on the displays because none of my family was working on it.
So I want to go shopping.
I was over there the other day. Why didn't I see any of this?
Remember, I told you to stand outside the door while I filled up your feed bags because I was working on the displays.
So
I want to go shopping.
What kind of new stuff is it? Is it like, you know, lace or some, you know, like...
Well, we've got some great stuff like fish trips.
Oh, really?
And we have baskets, but we also have some other things. We have some new plates and dishware.
Oh, really?
Yes. I shouldn't be giving too much of this away, but also the most special thing of all, I was making this display and don't tell anybody else about this, but there's a special thing we have for sale. It's a pig.
Like a real pig?
Yes.
You sell pigs in a general store?
Well, we never have before, but I found this little pig and I think we're going to sell it. And it was so cute. There was this pink crate. Uh-huh. It was a crate that was painted pink, and I was going to sell the pig in the crate, in the pink crate, so it would be called a pig in a pink crate. It would be great to sell to people. I could say, would you like a pig in a pink crate?
Oh, that's wonderful selling.
Except that I had to use the pink crate to put a tea set on. So, I had to figure out one new selling point for my pig. So I worked on other things, a pig on a pillow or a pig on a plate, but that sounded really bad. But I changed it up a little bit, and I put this cute little cake pin on its head. I mean, not a cake pin, a cake pan. So that's those plates that have the plate and the thing that goes over the cake.
Oh, yes.
To keep the flies out.
To keep the flies out. So what I did is I put the pig on the plate and put the cake pan top on head, so it was called a pig in a cake pan. Isn't that a good selling poem?
Good luck selling that.
It sounds really cute.
See?
Yeah, I don't know if we need any more pigs, but...
Do you really want to have a pig in the cake tray? I mean, who's going to buy the cake tray now?
Well, the person who wants the piggy.
So you can't have one of them. You have to have both.
Well, I don't know. But who would want to leave one of those behind? They're such perfect partners.
Right.
I see.
Okay, so since we're talking about the county fair, everybody at the county fair was such a big deal. It was so fun.
Oh, yes. It was so fun!
So much fun!
Yeah, it was. And so I don't think anywhere we've actually written who won all the categories. So we thought we'd do a little kind of last-minute run-up of all the winners of different categories.
Credit. Where credit is
yes.
due.
So quite. After I say each of these, we'll just give them a little mantle of applause, okay?
Get it. Right.
Everybody ready for
applause
that?
Applause okay. already.
So, county fair wrap-up. Dolores Montoya... Wait, I haven't finished yet. Dolores Montoya won small stitchery with her shawl.
Oh, good job. That's Clara's shawl.
Yeah. Pierre and William won the speech contest with their Gettysburg address.
Oh, that was quite good.
Yes, they were very hard.
Yes, that was good.
John Wicken won talent contest singing You Raise Me Up.
Oh, that got me so emotional.
Okay. Heather Heaven won the flower arrangement with her little lotus blossom.
He was very simple.
Oh, I remember seeing that. It was simple and very nice. Yes, classic.
All right. Crystal Purr won large stitchery for her beaded ball gown.
Oh, that was amazing, of course. I knew she would win.
I've never been on a bead.
Yeah, it's like so heavy. Have you ever tried to pick that thing up?
Nope.
Okay. Kirsten, Laura, Kirsten, and Suzanne.
Whoops.
You wrote it wrong. Kirsten, Laura, and Suzanne.
You just gave away your reading off a list. That's bad.
What? No, I had this all memorized, everybody. So, Kirsten, Laura, and Suzanne tie for artwork.
Oh.
They were all three won the artwork contest.
Yes, they were good. Good artworks.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kaya won the craft contest with her beaded pouch, which was awesome.
Gosh, two great. Beaded things.
Oh, yes, it's amazing.
They should have beaded something.
Alexandra Chen won the baking contest with her coffee cake, which is amazing. Ooh. It's like 10 times better than everything she serves in her restaurant. I mean, besides the beef shish kebabs. I told her she should have entered those.
You don't eat anything other than the beef shish kebabs.
Well, she should have entered those in the cooking contest, because then she would have won it.
Nope.
Why? Oh, okay, so we're coming out to the next one. Nan won the cooking contest with her jelly.
Yay!
Jelly!
Oh, yeah. Yay!
Yay! Bongy, bongy, bong! I won!
Oh my, Nancy, don't bounce onto the ceiling!
Okay, Teresa, we're done. So Teresa, stop!
I'm just so excited!
Oh, good job!
Teresa!
What?
Just next one, okay?
Oh, sorry.
No, thanks. You're just such a great
cow. Anna Larsen won the livestock contest with her pig named Beauty.
Beauty!
Yeah. Woo! Go, Anna! Go, Anna! And Anders Larsen won the horse race on his horse, Blackie. Yeah, Dad!
Yay!
Yeah, Dad!
Woo! Yes, that was wonderfully
He's
done.
He's a very good horseman, but yes, I got right. second to him. Wait, no. Yes.
You got second. William got
wow.
third.
Yes, my horse, Penny, got second and third because William and I both rode Penny.
Wow, that's pretty good.
I entered my dog, Cal, in the livestock. And how did that work out for you?
I did well.
What place is well?
I don't know.
I see, okay.
That Cal was wonderful, of course.
Uh-huh.
I named my dog Cal because it's short for calculator. Isn't that sweet?
Awkward Next pause. Section. Bye!
Thanks for joining me for the latest news from Pleasantville. See you next time!
Mainly today, we have somebody who's been causing a lot of commotion in town. John Wicken is our local general of police. He is important, or so he likes to think. So we're going to talk about him. So, Kirsten, why don't you explain a little bit about John and what his family's like?
Well, John has a wife named Suzanne, which you've heard about a lot because she's the one that writes all the gossip. And yes. He also has a daughter named Polly, which you've also probably heard about because of her wig. And he has a son who's in the Navy, but we don't ever hear about
His
him.
His name is Charles, right?
Charles, yeah.
I thought he was in Germany.
Yeah, in the Navy.
He's in the German Navy?
Yes. John is German, you see, and Suzanne is Italian. And they met singing an opera together. So,
oh, yes. How romantic.
I think it's Charles.
Charles.
That's how Suzanne talks about him all
and
the time.
And Suzanne always pretends she gets letters from
Suzanne
him.
Writes letters all the time and never gets any letters back. But she always
talks about
You
don't know that, man.
Charles.
But Laura would probably
Oh, my
know.
Darling Charles.
I bet Laura would have a little more information.
Yeah.
She does the mail. But, I don't know, maybe someday we'll hear a little more about this mysterious
Oh, we
Charles.
Mustn't speak,
so,
though.
The Wickens live downtown next to Crystal's Hair Salon in their apartment.
Yes.
So this is John Wicken we're talking about, and he's usually about town a lot. He doesn't spend much time at home. I think he likes eating food. So on any moment off that he happens to have, which is kind of a lot, his favorite things to do, well, in the morning time, he does have an office, which is right above the jail.
Yes.
And so he goes and buys some donuts at Clara's Sweet Shop and some coffee at the Grumpy Troll and has donuts and coffee while he looks through his files of previous people's wrongdoings and criminal records.
Criminal records in Pleasantville.
We'll talk about that later.
Yes.
And he goes to the Grumpy Troll probably more than once a day.
Oh, yeah.
About three times a day.
Right.
He likes to have pick-me-ups at the Grumpy Troll, and his dog's name is Watson.
What's into the big old black dog?
You see, it's so funny because he thinks since he's the general police, he's Sherlock, and then his sidekick is Watson.
I know,
it's hilarious.
Like Sherlock Holmes.
Yes.
So anyway, that's Watson, and he always gives Watson the same things to eat that he does because
yes.
he thinks that makes Watson smart.
So if he gets a pick-me-up, so does Watson.
And then
he's the police officer, so he can't say that that's wrong.
Well, and we'll hear about what Watson's duty is and how
yeah.
helpful
right.
Watson is to him later. Oh, we're just hinting at all the stuff to come later.
Yeah. So
Watson is very, very clever.
Yes.
Very clever.
He's a clever dog. He didn't win the livestock contest though.
Mm-mm.
But he was
beauty did.
I don't know how he just thinks. Like, I mean, he just seems to understand what John is like telling him. And so I don't think it was very fair. Like, they had something figured out before the contest.
But they didn't win the contest.
Yes, it was not fair.
Yeah, but they got in the top 10.
Just because
he got an honorable mention.
Just because Cal doesn't...
Seems like cheating.
Doesn't think because Cal can't think?
Cal can think. What are you talking about?
Hey, you
but
were talking
Cal's
about...
Cal's like one of those little, you know... what are
Chihuahua.
Those?
Chihuahua.
Yeah. I just didn't know that they were as intelligent as the police dogs.
Well, then you haven't gotten to know my Chihuahua.
Nope, I haven't.
Are a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And he likes Suzanne's shepherd's pies.
Yeah.
I mention all his favorite foods because
that is
there
his
are a lot
one
of
weakness.
Them.
His many weakness.
Yeah.
He likes singing opera.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's where he and Suzanne met. And he still sings opera every once in a while. And in fact, that's why he won the talent contest at the fair.
Yes.
Yes.
And he used to work for Mrs. Fox. And still does sometimes as her escort or bodyguard or whatever.
Well, even though he retired several years ago, he still likes to always follow her around at events and help her out and get her lemonade and get her glasses for her.
Mm-hmm. He has great respect for Mrs. Fox.
Yes, and seeing as...
He would do anything.
After many years, after very, very many years, mm-hmm. she has a little respect for him, which is, very hard to achieve, actually.
Yeah.
How is it possible?
I don't know. You have to have a new outfit every time.
I guess you have to really want it.
Yeah. And so then also now he reports to your dad.
My dad is the
yes,
governor.
Yes, because uh-huh. he changed from being Mrs. Fox's personal bodyguard to being the police chief. And he was before, but now he does more of that. And
General Police Chief
no,
Inspection
General,
General.
John Wicken, Chief of Police.
Inspection.
General John Wicken, Chief of Police. That's what he's going to tell
inspection.
You.
He'll
yeah.
mention something about inspection.
Well, he'll start his inspection saying, "Hello, my name is General John Wicken, Chief of Police."
Yeah.
And something and about inspection. You mark my perfectly enunciated words. He will say that.
Okay.
So, oh, yes, and also he likes playing poker.
Oh, yeah. Well, not that any of us would know about that, right?
Yeah,
no.
Anything? What you're talking about?
Yeah, no, whenever... but he likes betting a lot of money, and he doesn't care if he loses it all. But he does care if Suzanne spends all of it.
Yeah.
So that's been a problem in the past.
Personal matters.
He enjoys reporting to Mr. Merriman, although Mr. Merriman rarely... has anything to say about what he's doing.
Well, yeah, so his favorite people, though, he likes going to Mr. Merriman, he likes Mrs. Fox, and he likes his dog Watson, and he likes Suzanne.
Yeah.
I mean, they get along pretty well sometimes, and other times not so well, but...
Depends on the day.
It
yeah.
depends on the day.
So what do we like about John?
Oh, well, well, John is hilarious.
He's very funny.
He likes to
I mean, not on purpose
seem like
funny.
He's really
he thinks
important.
His job is important, which I think is important. Everyone should think their job is the most important thing.
I really like my job. I get to put pigs in cake pans and sell them.
I don't know if I would call that a job.
Well,
No. I make jammies and I sell them.
Mm-hmm. Which means
that's more like a hobby.
What? I make money.
Yeah, she does. And you buy it.
A job is somewhere where you work with account. Accounts.
Wait. That's your job.
Accounting.
Yeah, that's your job, Lisa.
There are other jobs.
Very important.
You couldn't do your job if we all don't do our jobs.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Teresa
job,
doesn't
Teresa?
Even have to worry about anything. She
My
doesn't
job
have a job
is to
yet.
To drink hot cocoa and play dolls and read books.
What do you think of that, Lisa?
She hasn't grown up yet.
Well, neither have I.
And neither have I.
Kirsten, what? You're just as old as I am.
I'm older
you
than you.
You should have a job by now.
I know, I'm older than you, and I don't have it. Well, I do have a job, you know, but, you know, my family doesn't really need to work too hard, as you probably know, because...
You need to learn how to support yourself.
Not if we already have enough money.
That's what feet are for.
Yeah, support myself as I walk along the street.
You have to have good shoes. Ankle support.
Yeah.
All right.
It's always good.
I like John's outfits.
Yeah, he has a lot of different outfits
and
with perfectly matched jacket and hat.
What?
He has so many medals that he puts on his jacket every day.
I don't even
he
know what
several
happened to them
before.
What else do we like about John?
Oh.
He keeps the town safe.
Yes, he does. He keeps us all on our toes.
I don't think he said we're very dangerous.
No.
He just makes sure that nobody's turning into boring old
and
slobs.
Sometimes he makes rounds and picks up litter and everything.
He keeps the town
clean,
well ordered,
smoothly in order.
Yes.
Clean, well ordered.
Yes.
Everything working the way it's supposed to, and makes sure that nobody is being lazy.
Yeah, cleans up the system.
So what do we dislike about John?
He's very stubborn.
Really?
Yes. And sometimes he just thinks he's right about something.
Mm-hmm.
Say he found something, during one of his inspections that he usually kind of likes to find things that are wrong, because oftentimes if everything is running perfectly in order, he's very bored and he doesn't feel very important. He feels a lot more important when he finds something that he can get somebody in trouble for.
Right, and what's the point of his job if he can't send anybody to jail?
So, he really actually wants there to be things for him to pick on.
Yeah.
He's very disappointed when you are doing it all right.
Yeah.
So that's kind of funny.
I dislike how he barks at people.
He barks?
Well, not like a dog.
Ruff.
But he'll be like, oh, get inside.
Yes.
And instead of saying, good morning, Kirsten, how are you doing? Like my dad always is really
nice. He'll do things like this.
And he'll put on his hat just to be official looking. Official business. Business, ma'am.
Yeah. I think he keeps his cell phone in his top hat.
Yes, he does. He's always talking to himself, and I wonder what's going on, but he has his cell phone in his hat.
And I just wonder who he talks to.
Yeah.
I think he just likes to do it to make himself feel important, truly.
Okay, so, what
Oops,
do you think?
I shouldn't have said that.
Should we have, John come in now?
Sure.
All right.
Well, actually, that's what our next section is going to be. We're going to live in the studio, where you will hear from the Chief General Inspector of Pleasantville himself.
This should be interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
All right, everybody be on your best behavior now.
Yeah, don't do anything wrong, all right?
I'm always on my best behavior.
Want to end up in jail.
Live in the studio. Here is a section where I'm going to bring in some local people from Pleasantville to play you a concert or just to talk about themselves.
You called?
Here he is.
Hello, John.
We are live with a very important member of our Pleasantville society. Hello, sir.
Yes.
Hello, I am General John Wicken, Chief of Police.
And what else?
Hmm?
What else do you do?
Inspector.
Yes! and we would like to hear about this very important thing that you do to help us poor little citizens in town.
I know. Without you, we'd be in chaos.
Really, it's nothing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so first, why don't you tell us about these badges you have on your...
Yeah, look at all
very
those.
Finely tailored jacket.
Oh, thank you.
What are these?
Yes, these are my badges of police security work, past bodyguard training.
Ooh.
You know.
Yeah, because you were once a bodyguard to Mrs. Fox herself.
Yes.
Herself.
Mm-hmm. Very close.
Oh, yes.
Did you ever have any, like, scary encounters or...
Well, I could tell you a tale about that.
Oh, I'd love to hear a tale about that.
All right, well, we were in Egypt.
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 Yes. We were on a ride.
Like a roller coaster?
Like a Ferris wheel?
No, we were in her limousine.
A limousine?
Ooh,
yes.
I thought you were seeing a town called Limousine.
We were on a ride through the many pyramids that she wished to see while she was in the area.
She drove through the pyramid down
and
the limousine?
She came
she
out.
She had some kind of amazing pyramid.
Yeah.
And was attacked.
By who? A camel?
No.
Did it spit?
It was a man with a black mask.
And it wasn't even Halloween?
Yes.
Oh, my.
You see, that is my job, to protect Lavender Fox.
Wow, what did you do?
What did you do?
Oh, some karate.
Karate?
Karate.
Where did you learn karate?
Did you learn that from Alex?
No, I learned it back in the day. You would not believe the training I have had.
Oh, no.
No, I couldn't even have anything that compares. I mean, stacking firewood, you know.
You never had to do karate around the
Yes, you must have quite the few achievements to become a bodyguard.
Rolf.
Yes, Watson.
Oh, I mean, I didn't introduce the dog here.
This is Watson. General John Wicken, Chief of Police's sidekick.
Rolf.
Sidekick.
Watson.
Hi, Watson.
Rolf.
Hey, you want a little, like, sausage? Sorry.
Oh, well, yeah, maybe you
What does he
to
like to eat?
Him.
King Crab. Pick-me-ups.
I'm afraid that I don't have any
Donuts.
Of those here.
Quite.
Yeah, sorry about that. You can just sit tight a little while. We'll get you
Watson
some afterwards.
Watson is very smart.
Perhaps we shall interview Watson next.
Yeah.
So, John,
I mean,
what
that was amazing.
Really, really, I mean, I'm just all nervous thinking about the black masked person in the Egyptian pyramid.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And but, that's only one of the tales.
Uh-huh. I bet you could go on forever.
Quite.
So, what I would really like to hear about, and I think all of my listeners would like to hear about, is this job that you have. It's part of your duty of being town inspector.
Quite.
And so, I don't
important
know if
job.
You could explain exactly what that means and how it is important.
Well, you see, I go to every house about, I'd say, once a week. Every week, I go to each of the houses and inspect them on certain questions, such as, have they fed their animals recently?
Mm-hmm.
Have they fed themselves recently?
Mm-hmm.
Because some people can go without eating a full meal for several months and get away with it, which is not very helpful to the town and how it works.
The economy. Because then nobody buys food from us.
Well, sometimes it's not fair if one family eats every night, and the other people can get away with not eating at all. Like
they're
Crystal.
Not actually spending money.
Right.
Or just eating one chocolate a day. That is not realistic.
Well, my family eats a lot.
Yeah, your family's fine. My family's fine.
At least on Christmas feast meal. Mm,
your family isn't always fine, Kirsten.
Oh, really?
You have a criminal record.
Yeah, I know, but that's not for not feeding ourselves, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're so busy, like, providing the rest of the town.
The Parkingtons have a criminal record as well.
You didn't have to mention that, John.
I could look up many things in your files.
Well, Teresa is not to blame. I mean,
no, she isn't.
What other...
The cooks are to blame.
Oh, yes!
Yeah.
Now, other things I inspect are... If they have firewood in their stoves.
No problem.
If the lights are on and there is no firewood, then that is not Correct.
Oh, so if the lights are on in the fire, but they haven't actually put firewood in there, that's correct. Not a true fire.
Because
in
you
fact,
must buy firewood. Yeah. And if you have not bought firewood, then that is not realistic.
Mm-hmm. So that is illegal to turn on your lights in your house when there's no wood actually in your fireplace.
So you go around pulling the plug on people's lights if they don't have real fires,
correct.
Right?
Correct. And putting it on their record. Mm. I also inspect if there is old food that has been around for several months because it is not correct to eat the same dish twice or anything of that matter.
Ah, I see. I see. That's very important.
And that's also good for people who bake a bunch of things and they sit around and they don't get eaten and then that food does never get back to the food stand.
That food is bad. Yeah. They cannot eat it once it is bad. They must throw it out. Mm-hmm. Then I check to make sure they have a food box, a laundry box, and a litter box.
Hmm. Why is it important to have all these boxes?
Well, because otherwise it will spill into the street and create a mess.
Oh, so it's for the beautification of Pleasantville.
And it is also not fair to put your own old food in someone else's food box. Because that other person had to pay for their food box, and so it is not legal to put your food in another one's food box.
If you didn't pay for it.
Yes. Yeah. I check pet diets. I check if they have paid their bills recently. I check electrical problems, if there are lights falling from the ceiling.
Oh dear.
I check if they have exercised their animals, if they themselves have walked around in the last week.
Now why is this important?
It is to keep the town running smoothly. You would not want someone to stay in the same place and not get any exercise, for that is unhealthy.
Uh-huh. But it seems like also that would mean that that makes sure that one person isn't just going to sit in a chair and not do anything for a certain amount of months.
Yes.
They at least have to get out of the chair and do one thing in the course of 2 weeks. Because it's about every 2 weeks you inspect, is it not?
It's just kind of to keep the town alive, right?
Yes, that is my duty.
That's so important.
Yeah, very important.
So then I write under each of their names. If they have gotten something wrong, then I put a mark next to it, and once they get 3 marks, then they must have a sentence in jail for 1 night, as well as a chore that they must pick from the box.
Which is of all the really worst chores in town,
right?
Yeah, what
kind of chores?
I have them written down, if you will wait, and I can find it in my files.
Uh-huh. That would be kind of entertaining.
For Kaya's chores that she added to the box, skin fish, skin skins, and collect firewood.
Skin skins.
Larson's. Put weed garden, feed animals, make bread and cheese.
Ah, make bread and cheese. That
Merriman's,
was so annoying.
Clean privy, dust the whole house.
Yeah. Ugh, you should have written sew lace on the Merriman's napkin.
Yeah, that's awful.
Not everyone knows how to sew, though.
Oh, that's true. I would never be able to do that.
The Montoyas entered, clean the goat shed, tidy the garden, pick the vegetables, and feed the animals.
Yeah, how would you like to try to feed the Montoya's bull?
The Windmills entered, clean the chimney, and collect the trash.
Uh-huh.
The Parkingtons entered, clean the dishes, work as a maid for a day, walk the pets, clean the silverware, light all the fires, and wash the pets.
You don't want to walk the Parkingtons' pets.
Would you say, John, which one is the most dreaded chore?
Walk the pets.
Of the Parkingtons?
Yes. Unless you know how to walk the pets.
Uh-huh.
Not many people know it. But Rebecca Parkington's dog, Snowball, well, that one's a handful.
Yeah.
When you take it for a walk, it will run all over, or it will cause you all kinds of trouble, unless you know the secret.
Seemed very, secret? Very, very well handled and very polite with Rebecca.
In Rebecca's presence.
Oh.
When Rebecca is not around, Snowball is a complete, mischievous disaster.
Demon dog.
But what's the secret?
Well, the secret is, if you're taking the dog for a walk, it wants to go to Kaya's cave immediately.
Why?
What?
If you let it run down to the cave, sit there for a few hours, then it will come very gladly home with you.
But that means you have to take a couple hours.
Yes. Oh. But you can go get something at the Grumpy Troll to eat, and then come back, pick up the dog, go home.
Awesome. Okay, thanks, Lisa.
Yeah, if I ever get that chore, now you know what to do.
Oh, you're not supposed to give away information like that.
Who's been going to jail recently?
Well, Alexander Chen is going to jail tonight.
So she has to, clean up her own crab tank, huh?
I don't know. She will pick from the box. And then Susanna Wilson is going to jail.
Hmm.
I think there's somebody in jail right now from last time.
Louisa Hawkins.
Oh,
she
dear.
She still hasn't done her
Teresa.
Chores.
Teresa, that's where Miss Hawkins is.
Oh, that's your Mrs. Hawkins, right?
Yes.
That's where Nanny Louisa.
I will be inspecting the Parkingtons next.
Oh, yeah, and then you can have Mrs. Hawkins come home.
Once she does her chore.
Yeah. What's her chore? You remember?
I could look it up for you.
All
Unless
right.
she hasn't chosen it yet. What is she going
with
to have to do?
Louisa Hawkins. Oh, where is it? She will have to clean the Montoya's goat shed.
Ugh. Not
and
fun.
All!
Not here, dude.
You are here.
Not here.
You have to be a butler at the Parkingtons for a day.
Dude, that's awesome.
You have not done that yet.
You will probably
if
have
you'll
to
excuse
get
me,
out of
I need to do some official business.
Oh, good day to you, sir. Oh. Goodbye.
Bye, Paul, you might...
Paul Windmill!
Dude,
I think Paul might want to change out of his navy pajamas if he's going to be a butler.
Yeah, he might want to.
It was really very...
Thanks for joining me live in the studio.
Now it's time for Laura's Letter of the Week. Oh, this is actually really funny. I've got a letter here from two of your hosts. It's from Teresa to Nan, which means you're going to get to hear a little of what they talk to with each other in their letters. Inside information on your hosts. Okay, here's the letter. Dear Nan, this is from Teresa. Dear Nan, hello, you were just over at my house. We were wading through Felicity's piano lesson. How do you like your new governess? She seemed very nice. We are all decorated for fall now. I am so excited for the masked ball. I'm going to be the Lady of Shalott. I am eating a snack that Allison made right now. It's quite delightful. It's pears in a caramel cinnamon sauce with a slice of lemon on top. Here are my laws. Number one. If you drink lemonade during the winter, you must wear a garland of daisies around your head. Number two, picking flowers is prohibited if you are over 57 feet tall. Number three, you must clean your mailbox once a year with blueberry tea. Love, Teresa. Now, in case you are confused, the laws that they make up with each other are sort of silly laws that wouldn't actually ever happen, but they decided to make up the funniest laws that they could think of, and they each write a new three laws in each of their letters. So that's why those funny laws were in there. And I thought it was pretty hilarious, so I had to share it with you. So anyway, dudes, that's it for me this week. Take care. Now it's time for the NoffyCast Quickfire Quiz with Noffy and the co-hosts. Quick fire quiz. Yeah.
What's this?
Quick fire quiz. This.
Do you know? Do you not know?
No.
You don't listen to NoffyCast.
No, I don't.
Why not? Isn't it great?
I'll listen to this one because I'm on it. You should let me have my own section, and then I'll listen to it.
Well, your
like
part...
Laura has her own section.
Well.
Yeah, Laura's been with the program for like a year.
Yeah, well, I could be on the program instead of her.
Submit me your promotional material in a mail and I will review it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all right. I can get you my whole record.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, just kidding. So, anyway, quick fire quiz, basically. I'm going to go around everybody and ask a very simple question, and you have to answer it.
Quick fire quiz!
Immediately without thinking too hard about it, okay?
So no speaking aloud.
Tick-tock.
All right. First question from AG1 fan. Noffy, movie or book?
Book. I have no idea. No. Movie. I do know what a movie is. I make movies.
All right. So you like movies and books. Lisa.
Movie.
Teresa.
Book.
Kirsten.
Book.
Noffy, fancy or casual?
Casual. Without a corset on.
Lisa.
Fancy.
Teresa.
Fancy.
Kirsten, me. Casual. Nafi, who is your best friend?
Clara and Ona.
Okay. Lisa.
Susanna.
Teresa.
Rachel.
And I would have to say, Josefina and Kaya. All right. Nafi, what's your favorite season?
Summer.
Okay. Lisa.
Fall. That's when school starts.
Uh-huh. Teresa.
Oh, Father, I just love them all with all the decorations and everything.
So you would say Christmas?
Winter.
All right, and I would say fall, because it's just so gorgeous, and it's not cold where we live yet. Okay, Nafi, what is your favorite chore to do?
My favorite chore to do is ride my horsey through the fields and over the fences.
Okay, Lisa?
I don't have any chores. Then I have a job.
Things that you do duty. As part of your job.
Oh, I like doing my job.
Yeah, no, I know part of it. Like, do you like sending out taxes, or do you like cashing checks?
Filling up your candy bowl?
That's fun.
Okay, Teresa?
Oh, I don't have any chores either.
What's your favorite thing to do as your daily schedule?
I'll play dolls.
Okay, and my favorite chore is like Nafi's. I like riding my horse through the hills.
Yes, let's ride our horses together.
Yeah.
You want to ride a horse?
Well, you can bring your little doll buggy along.
You could ride your dolly horse.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I have some little doll-sized horses. Your dolls could go riding on them.
I meant really riding.
Well, you know, maybe I'll give you lessons when you're older. So, if you have any questions for Quick Fire Quiz to ask us, really quick questions, send them in to nafficast@hotmail.com or leave them on the message board, and we will use them.
Really easy.
Really easy.
Very easy.
You're copying my little funny.
Yeah. All right, that's it for Quick Fire Quiz. Next.
That's it.
Time to hear what's going on in the doll world outside of Pleasantville.
Welcome to Doll World News.
Why are you taking that terrible, ominous tone?
She's crying. Why are you crying?
What happened to her news?
No, I was retired a year ago, but you don't have to worry about it anymore.
It's worse, Kirsten. It's even worse.
Worse than me retiring? Yeah, right.
Felicity is being retired as well.
Did you say?
That's okay.
Felicity.
Oh.
Kirsten, don't you have any emotion, any passion, any feeling?
I'm just kind of upset that,
It's not you, Kirsten, but it's Felicity. Imagine.
No new Felicities. Well,
even if you don't like our Felicity, they're still... I don't mean it like that, but there are many Felicities out there, and it is a tragic, tragic news.
It's very sad.
And I just can't believe it. I can't believe it.
I know, I just don't understand it. I mean, that's what I said last time, but the historical characters are just kind of saying bye-bye.
They're fizzling out.
Well, not if I have anything to say about it.
I know. You're going to have to carry on Felicity's time period.
You won't be able to get new caps.
I mean, I honestly thought that Molly was going to go next because she had glasses. But for them to retire Felicity...
Well, it's for the new modern girls to come in. You see?
I know, but you are Molly's best friend.
True.
And they were about to retire you, so you were, like, almost about to be retired, and, now Felicity and Elizabeth are being retired, and Felicity is the Revolutionary War doll. So, who do they have who is the American girl who was at the start of the country?
Oh, me! They will come out with nothing!
I doubt they will do that if they're getting rid of the historical characters, Nancy.
Mm-hmm. Well, they just need a new updated historical person called Nafi.
But you can't be Felicity's sister.
Well, then I will be my own sister. I will dance jig in the Irish hills. Wait, that's not America. I will be the fiery spirit of the revolution, Nafi.
All right, so anyway, we are just...
I just don't know what to think anyway.
We just don't know what to think because we're very disappointed.
And
ew, it's just, yeah, how much can you go on and be like, oh, it's the end of the world, I'm gonna cry. You just gotta get on with the life.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of resolved to them retiring all of the characters at this point.
I have to say I'm more mad than sad this time.
Mm-hmm. Ew. I just think, you know what? Do what do you want? What do we want? You do what you want. There's nothing we can do about it. So if you spend your whole life talking about it, you're just going to waste your whole life.
Exactly. So they can go ahead and retire Felicity. But we have Felicity, and we'll keep taking pictures of Felicity. And she'll stay current.
Yeah, my Felicity's not going anywhere.
That's for sure.
In fact, she's trying to go somewhere.
Yeah, she's trying to go to Europe and be presented at court. She's not thinking about being retired at all.
No, she thinks that she's still in her prime.
What are other newses?
What are the other newses?
Oh, well, there's a new cello that was released from AG just a while ago.
Yeah, it's really cute.
A new cello?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like a doll-sized cello. And so it actually has an end pin, which ours doesn't because it's just a little violin.
Yeah.
But I think Clara's is pretty cute. I don't know if we need the new cello, but it's pretty cute if anybody wanted a cello for their doll.
Yeah.
And we also, up on ourdolls.net, there is the Larson's fashion page now.
Lots of cute pictures of me.
So you can see all of the different types of clothing that the Larson's wear.
You know what? You should totally do a fashion page about me.
But
I'm all about fashion. I deserve a fashion page.
Okay, maybe. You and Susie could share one.
Yeah.
All right.
That's the news.
That's it. So we will try not to be sad. Everybody, you can leave your messages about Felicity on the message board. There's a thread there, but pretty much we've made our opinions clear.
Go on with life.
Yes.
Here are letters that you have sent to me in Noffy's mailbag.
Letters.
Yay!
Wow, this time I have real letters.
Actual letters.
Yes, fan mail.
I can't believe how excited I was.
I'm just Nancy.
That's what everybody in Pleasantville thinks, but really I'm a superstar. I know people just get all mad that I always have my camera crew following me around, but they don't realize why.
I haven't seen your camera crew.
Apparently you've never been featured in my movie.
She wasn't in the movie, so.
Right. Poor you.
Yes, I was in the movie.
Of course.
Lisa got cut from the movie.
Yeah.
No, I'm in the movie. I am.
Oh, yeah. Give it away, but there was a scene and it got cut of these.
I'm still in it.
She's in the background of a certain
I am in it. Several of them.
Barely any.
A couple, yeah, but, you know, your main, like... No, you are in that one scene. That's right.
Okay, you're just confusing people, and we're talking about my fan mail anyway.
Yeah, okay.
And these letters are just so amazing. I can't wait to read them to you. And so I'll start out, this is the cutest little envelope and a little stamp and stuff, and it's got even a picture inside. This is from Nikki, and she sent a picture, a drawing of me in a red dress with my little cap on and my ears poking out. It's so cute, and it says Noffy on it.
See that, everybody?
So sweet.
It's adorable.
I'm sorry you can't hear it while you're just listening to words, but I just tried to describe it.
You mean see it. You said hear it.
Yeah. Well, you can't see it, but you can hear it.
Mm-hmm.
So, then, here's the letter. It says, Dear Noffy, I can't wait for the next Noffy cast or blog. Well, here it is.
Yeah.
You, Kirsten, and Teresa are so funny. Right now, I am listening to all the Noffy casts. I'm up to 10 right now, and you fall down a lot. Maybe I'll fall down. My question for you is, how do you make your strawberry jam? Ooh. Well, I make my jammies, I follow a recipe, and I put all the strawberries in a pot, and I mash them all around with allspice, and I mash and mash and boil and mash and put in sugar.
Don't forget the sugar.
And then I put them in jars, and I sell them. And maybe I'll put up a recipe sometime on the website that shows exactly my recipe, because my recipe won first place.
bleh, bleh. My recipe won first prize at the county fair, so you all might want to see what it is. But there's also here, going on with the letter, my question for Lisa is... Oh, wait, I'll put that, we have a questions for Lisa section, and I'll put it in there.
Oh, really?
Thank you for reading.
I have fan mail, too.
Well, yeah, that's why you're in it.
It's just questions, not fan mail.
Yeah.
Thank you for reading, sincerely, or lovesies, Nikki. I love that letter. Thank you, Nikki. I really...
Yeah, thank you.
I really, really appreciate it. So I'm going to go on. This is a letter from everyone in Sweet Pea Cove.
Ooh, that sounds like a nice town.
It does.
Sounds really scenic.
Dear Noffy, we love NoffyCast! Every time there's a new one, we all get together and listen to it. Your show is always a great entertainment for us. Lainey says, it's better than TV!
Awesome!
Right!
And what is TV?
Of course it is. I have no idea what TV is.
I know what TV is.
Okay, cool.
These jammies, but I'll make a huge display. I think I need to make myself a strawberry costume and walk around saying bye to jammies.
Yeah.
Bye jammies. That would be rather sweet.
What did you do for the 4th of July? Well, on the 4th of July, we were all decked out and getting our red, white, and blue bunting and flags up everywhere. That was a day preparing for the county fair.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we did. That's about all. We'll be writing tons more in the future. Oh, goody!
Yeah.
Yes. And Kirsten, she also says, Kirsten and Teresa are great hosts as well as you.
Oh,
and
good.
She drew a picture.
A picture.
Aww. That one's me. It has whiskers. And
okay.
That one is probably you.
One of us. Yeah.
That's very cute.
Yeah.
Thank you. Love, Krissa. And what a nice letter. Thank you. Just one more fan letter for me. It says, wait, I gotta say, this is from Anna Larson from Maryville in Doll Country, and there's a cute picture of me and Anna on the back.
Aww.
Oh, that is so cute. Hi, Noffy, my name is Anna Heather Larson from Maryville Doll Country. Now, before you get confuzzled, I am not related to your friend Anna. You see, she is a kitty and I am a puppy.
Oh.
People tell me that my voice even sounds a bit like yours. That is not the only way we are alike, though. Purple is my favorite color, too.
Oh, perfect. That's why she wrote in purple.
Hooray for purple dumb. I also have a little brother just purple like you. I hope this letter gets to your home safe and sound. Anna. Oh, yay.
It certainly did get there safe and
it
sound.
It did, and I would love it if you all keep writing me letters. That's just my favorite thing. Is
well,
when
here's
I
another letter
letters.
For you, actually, from IvyFan2010. She says, I just watched your 9th blog, and I'm so glad that your jammies got a blue ribbon. I also loved the dress that you were wearing at the fair. Were you scared to go on the Ferris wheel? Anyways.
No, I'm fearless.
I think that you should have some sort of contest on ourdolls.net, and the prize could be a jar of your jammies. Your biggest fan ever, IvyFan2010.
All right.
That's good.
People can get a jar of jammies.
Yeah.
That would be very,
that sounds like a good
very
idea.
Good prize.
Okay, Lisa. Here are your questions.
Oh, my fan mail?
Yeah.
No, your questions.
Just let her think it's fan mail. Alright, so AG1 fan says,
who or where do you get your inspiration for fashion? Who? Yes.
Oh, well, for fashion, I just have this natural instinct for fashion. So I come up with my own fashion. It's always current, it's always the latest styles.
I thought that you ordered everything you own from Kristen.
No! I come up with my own fashion some points, and sometimes I get some from Crystal.
Yeah, Crystal helps.
Who do you least like in this camp?
Laura Windmill.
Ah, that was easy. Okay, 4AD Doll says, what happened to your voice and why?
Excuse me?
Well, we always want to know, you know, what made you talk the way you do. Is it an accent?
What do you mean by that?
I mean,
My voice is perfectly normal.
Okay, so what happened to Susie's voice?
Oh, I don't know. That's quite strange. Sometimes I have to remind her to not talk so strangely.
Yeah, because she, like, talks like you. I mean, like this, you know, like this.
like, yeah.
Stop making fun of me.
I'm not. I'm making fun of Susie. So,
yeah, we are.
Next question is...
What is your favorite color?
Easy. Oh, I don't know. I like many colors. I like green. I like pink. I like blue. You know, I like black as
well.
Whatever's
in fashion.
I have a black ball gown.
You like rainbow?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's too little girlish.
Right.
Ooh. Felicity Fairy's question is, what is a regular day for you like?
Oh, well, I usually wake up, go to the Grumpy Troll, get my mocha, and then I go to the bank and work on whatever there is to be done, taxes, or I cash checks for everyone, then I fill up the candy bowl. I work all day, then I get off work, have my lunch break at the Grumpy Troll, finish working at the bank, then I go to Bamboo Terrace, have my daily cuisine for dinner, and then I go home, maybe have a fun chat with Susanna or something.
What about your exercising schedule?
Oh, I always go jogging at the morning. In the morning, 7 o'clock sharp.
With anybody?
Sometimes with Cal, sometimes with Susanna and Alex.
I've never seen Susie jogging.
I tried to get her to jog.
Has she ever actually jogged?
I can't remember.
Okay, so you usually go with Alex, though.
Yes.
Didn't you take, like, Pilates or yoga or something?
Yes! I was taking Pilates and yoga from Alex at Bamboo Terrace.
Okay. At Bamboo... Oh.
All so, right. I believe there's just one more question for you.
Oh, really?
So, it is from Nikki, who also asked me a question. Hers was for you that I didn't read. Is, what is happening in life that you have not attended your job?
What do you mean by that? I always attend my job every day.
Well, at one point you weren't.
I was getting ready for the county fair.
Right.
Oh, I see. No,
I had to get all of my entries ready.
Well, yeah, so did everybody else.
Thank you, Lisa. We've enjoyed talking to you.
Yeah, now, thank you.
Next time, we're going to have a different guest host on this show. We are going to have Samantha Parkington.
Yeah. Oh, yay! Yay!
Alright.
Miss Samantha is going to actually be on my podcast.
Do we ask her yet?
No. No.
But oh, you're going to ask her at school today?
Yep.
Okay,
so...
Give her an extra crunchy apple.
This is really, really exciting for me, everybody. So would you please send in questions for her so she feels
lots of
really,
questions.
Really welcome on here. And this is really a great opportunity for everybody. So you can ask her, and this is your chance to ask Miss Samantha, the teacher of proper school, about any questions about proper manners that you might have. This is your chance. You know, if you have somebody who's misbehaving in your family or you need advice... from this wonderful teacher, and you want to ask questions or ask advice of how to act proper, you can ask all your questions to Miss Samantha.
Yes.
So, if you want to, you can email them to nafficast@hotmail.com, or you can write them on the Ardal's message board. Maybe we'll start something that says where you can write that. And really, I encourage you to do it, because this is your chance, and she's so wonderful and proper.
Yeah, it'll be exciting.
Got any questions for Nafi? Send them in to NafiCast@hotmail.com.
This NafiCast episode number 14. We had
Yay!
So much fun!
Yeah, it was fun.
Lots of fun.
And Lisa, this was your first ever experience of being famous.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Good.
Okay, yeah. My name is Nafi.
My name is Teresa. My name is Lisa DeVecchema, and I work at the bank.
And I'm Kirsten.
And we just really enjoy talking to you and having you listen to us be all silly funny and weird. And
it's always so fun.
And so if you have any questions about things that should be on the show, or if you want to say that we're great, or something like that,
send us an email.
Nancy's going to be crazy.
NafiCast@hotmail.com.
Yes, and keep visiting ardolls.net and our Facebook and our Twitter and your YouTube and be a fan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Follow us, subscribe to us.
Okay.
And most important of all...
I have a challenge. Noffy's big important challenge. Now, this is going to sound kind of boring or normal, but it's not. I would challenge you all to sign up on the ourdolls.net mailing list. You just said that at the same time as me. Sign up on our mailing list. Mailing list.
It's an email list, right?
Yes, and so what you do, it's so easy. You just write in your email, and that means, and when you put your email in it, it means that ourdolls.net will send you important things when they come out and let you know what's going on. Now, but the thing is there are wonderful things that await you in the next few months. You are going to receive some exclusive, amazing updates only for people who are on the mailing list in the next few months. So, yes. Sign up!
And
I promise you, you will be having some really exciting stuff!
Yeah.
Well, I'm going kind of crazy!
Yeah.
So that's on the ourdolls.net website. It's at the top of the page. You can just enter your email. And that's all you have to do.
It's on the top of the page?
Nope. It's at the bottom of the
page. It's on the feedback form page. I think you can find it at the bottom.
Well, we love you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening.
Goodbye.
We will talk to you again sometime else.
Bye.